Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal's everywhere. Well, Sal's at minicamp. Sal's at your golf. Yeah. I saw Sal. I saw him at T-ball.
Wait a minute. The thing you were at for why you couldn't golf, yep. Sal was at, but he also golfed?
Apparently.
No one's able to do more things at one time than Sal. He's the man of all trades.
He might just own a helicopter and we don't know it.
Get to the chopper!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Reporting live from the Capaccio Copter. Again, Mr. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. All right, Sal, we got one, right? Bills, Dolphins, Week 3, Thursday Night Football on Prime. That's not bad. Like that. And a nice.
It appears that's the case.
An elite fall evening awaits.
For sure. We've talked a lot about Week 1, being at home. I'll be honest, over the last 24 hours or so, I've kind of cooled off on Bengals at Bills, Sunday Night Football Week 1. Maybe still Week 1 Sunday Night Football for the Bills. I don't know that. But just from things that I've been hearing, might be cooling off on it being the Bengals as an opponent, or even the Bills being at home Week 1 Sunday Night. But either way, 2 weeks later, Week 3 against the Dolphins, that appears to be happening from what it looks like out there. We don't know. It's not confirmed, obviously, but various, I guess, reliable reporting. Dolphins coming to Buffalo Week 3, Thursday Night Football. Last year, the Bills were in Miami Week 2, Thursday Night Football. I've had people say, would they do that again? Yeah, for sure. Like, these are division opponents, and it happens. It happens. I remember the Bills and the Jets had played a couple Thursday Night Footballs in a row. Different times, maybe not right away in the season. The Bills also played a bunch of primetime games last year early in the season, so it's very possible. I've also heard and been told the Bills could very well have, I don't know for sure this, but the Bills could very well have 2 Thursday Night Football games this year, and the other would be away, and the team that I'm hearing it could be against is the Houston Texans.
Okay. I want to explore your Sunday, maybe not the Bengals, and also, are you saying maybe not at home?
No, I don't know that. Okay. I'm just saying that I'll just say it this way. Bengals at Bills Week 1 Sunday Night Football has been kind of rumored for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure on that anymore. I really don't know what Week 1 could be. It still could be that. Could be something else. It'd still be at night. I don't really know. But it seems like from what people are saying that maybe that game is a little later in the season, that specific game.
Sal, one question for you about Monday night. Some years there's a Monday night doubleheader. Some years the doubleheader is Week 2. Is there any rhyme or reason to that?
Yes. The rhyme or reason is experimentation, to be honest with you. The NFL has said, and with our conversations with Mike North over the years, he has basically said the NFL has tinkered with a lot of things to see how the ratings go. They've tinkered with which weeks to do it. They've tinkered with start times, meaning starting at the same time, starting staggered times while they're both playing, maybe one early, one late. They've done it all at different times. So I don't really know if this year there's a plan yet. I haven't seen anything about which weeks will maybe get a dual Monday night game, but they've done it different ways, really kind of as an experimentation to see what fits best, and I still think they're working through all of that.
Yeah. It also, this morning so far, it's kind of a reminder, Sal, that not every team is going to get everything they want, or it's not going to look perfect. Like, there will be some things that teams will deem unfair. Like, I'm already seeing a couple Giants fans that are annoyed that the reporting is that they open with two road division games. And, like, you know, just some teams are going to have to do that because you got to put the schedule together and not everybody's going to have the perfect slate.
I agree. You see, the Giants also is Giants week 17, apparently, against the Raiders. So, you know, a lot of times those last two games are division games. Doesn't have to be, though. The last game has to be a division game. The Bills are not on the Raiders or Giants schedule, so it's not like you can eliminate them from process of elimination. But I find it interesting sometimes when I see a non-division or even non-conference matchup late in the season like that, a week 17, which is interesting. I know why they've gone to the division games week 18, and I get it. But it just does kind of take the luster out of the schedule stuff because you only have three possibilities, right? I'm not home and away, obviously, but you only have three possibilities. Like, for the Bills, they can only play the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots week 18. We know that every year. Before they went to this model, it really could be anybody. And that's when I see a week 17, like, cross-conference matchup, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool because we don't get as many of those in those last 2 weeks.
All right. Joe's got a couple more rumors out there. We've got nothing confirmed. So there's a couple
confirmed
Twitter rumors, a couple sourced reports.
Yeah, Yards Per Pass, who is a good follow on Bill's Twitter, he has a chart where he has, like, one of his color coding is, it's confirmed, or, like, that's none of them right now. There's Twitter rumor, and then there's, he has green, reliable source. He has Miami in Miami week 10, which would be November 9th. At 1.
Possible.
And then he has Cincinnati.
Bills Bengals 4:30 in December.
Yeah.
That's what, and that's also something I've heard. So
okay.
We'll see. But I have heard Bills Bengals later in the season, that particular week, I think it was, that you guys just referenced that he did.
Sure.
But I don't know if that's right necessarily, but right. That's something that is trending a little bit.
All right.
Very good.
Well, week one then does just kind of feel like it's completely up in the air right now.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be. And really, there's so many different possibilities here, right? I mean,
yeah.
You look, you could take any team here and still put it. The only teams, I think everybody, there's nobody accounted for yet. I mean, week one, the Chiefs are accounted for. I shouldn't say it that way. The Chiefs are accounted for. We know it's not them, right? They're week one. Eagles are accounted for. We know it's not them. I think that's kind of it, though, for week one for the Bills. Anybody else in the schedule? But you're right. Week one is still up in the air. And yeah, I was just talking with Bove. Matt Bove is going to join me today at right away at the top of the show on the Extra Point Show. We're going to talk about it. And him and I were just on a phone call, and I said, you know, would they do Sunday night week one Bills at home and then Thursday night week three at home? He's like, yeah, for sure. And we were kind of walking through the last history, and you're right. I mean, he's right. There's no, they could definitely do that.
Yeah, last year they played four out of five in prime time. And a couple in a row on the road there, so two out of three on the road. So I think it's possible. You know, Sal, the trend, as you talked about division games at the end there, that trend of division games early. Okay, so Miami week three, I'm starting to wonder about, like, New England week one. If they are home for a 1 o'clock, like, that could be Jets, that could be Patriots. You know, I guess what I'm feeling about all this is the season's going to open with the Eagles and then the Chiefs, and if the Bills don't get a big window, the Packers and the Lions, we see that week one, 4:25. The Bills, if they're not at Sunday night or Monday night, feels like they'd kind of be missing from the big stage as the league opens its season. Like, hey, all our best teams are back. And the Bills are certainly one that would rate. So not like Sunday 1 o'clock would be an insult, but it would feel like the league is missing out on showcasing one of the best teams again.
Yeah, I know. And listen, I mean, you have the league MVP here in Buffalo, right? Josh Allen.
Right.
And they're gonna put him on all these different windows. I am kind of surprised right now that we already know Thanksgiving night, it's not them. We already know, I mean, if all these
Christmas
reports
night,
are accurate,
Black Friday.
Christmas night, it's not them. We already know Black Friday, it's not them. I really, like, you guys know, we've talked about this. If you had me on 2 months ago talking about this, if you said just one of those three, would they be on one of those three? Thanksgiving night, Black Friday, or Christmas night? I'd be like, oh yeah, they're going to be on one of those three. And if they're not going to be on any. Now, we don't know the Christmas Day games yet, but the way it's been told to me lately is just that they're not going to play on Christmas. It seems like that. I don't know for sure. It could still happen, but it just feels like that's not the case. But if you would have told me 2 months ago you know, and asked me, are the Bills going to get one of those three slots, Thanksgiving night, Black Friday, Christmas night, I would go, oh, my God, I can't imagine they not getting one of them.
I've got a question that you might have asked this of Mike North. I don't know that we ever have or asked you this. Does season to season matter? And here's what I'm going to go to. New stadiums open with a big show, right? Mm-hmm. So the Bills on Sunday night to open next year or Thursday night. I mean, maybe Thursday night if they win the Super Bowl. But it feels like the Bills will get a window next year to say, welcome to the new palace, viewer. Here are the Bills. Like, the NFL likes to showcase their new stadiums. And if they go Sunday night opener this year, I mean, would they be doing it again next year or Monday night? So, you know, I don't know about year over year, but this time next year, we're certainly going to be talking about opening the stadium.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, the best scenario is give the league no choice and open on Thursday Night Football Week 1. Right?
That'd be great.
I mean, give them no choice. Win the Super Bowl, and it doesn't matter, and it's the greatest opening of the history of openings of stadiums, right? Because you're opening a new stadium to unveil a Super Bowl banner. That would be great. That being said, so we have kind of asked Mike in a way, like this, not specifically about the Bills or the stadium, obviously, but does it matter year to year? Not necessarily. Like, they don't take a look and go, well, we did that last year, other than if some things become too much of a trend. Then they look at it. Like, if you have one team playing, for example, Buffalo playing in Miami or Miami playing in Buffalo 5 years in a row in December, and, you know, Miami's come up Buffalo, that might change, something like that. He also did say, though, which I found interesting, was, yeah, the last year of the stadium, they know about it. They're not really building a schedule with a lot of that in mind, but they are for the opening of stadiums, right? Which, to your point, Jeremy, you do want to have an opening. Now, let's remember, it doesn't have to be week one. You could open the stadium in week two and still have a big showcase. So you can have the Bills home opener, home week one Sunday Night Football, and then next year home week two Sunday Night Football to open the stadium because they're on the road. It doesn't have to be week one.
I've got another report here. Zach Klein, who covers the Falcons for WSB Channel 2 in Atlanta, says that league sources tell me the Falcons will have two Monday night football games, and he lists the Bills as one of the two.
All right, Bills, Falcons. Oh, so close.
We don't know the week, though, right?
He doesn't say the week, no. But he has a road Bills night at Falcons for a Monday night game.
Okay. I just missed, Sal. I was trying to speak the Monday nighter against Carolina into existence. Looks like it's going to be.
I was going to say, I'd be surprised if they had two NFC South Monday night
games.
That's
okay. I mean, it can be the Carolina game can be really any day to build that golf trip around. I was just, you know, getting greedy with the Monday night. So Bills,
okay, so wait,
Falcons,
wait.
Monday
hold
night.
Go ahead. Yeah, and this goes, remember, we've had this discussion.
Anchor
yesterday,
teams.
I asked Josh. Yes, right. I asked Josh yesterday, and we've discussed this, and I had Mike on yesterday. And the question I've had is, look, what team is under the radar that the Bills would be on prime time against that we're not talking about? It's not a marquee matchup because the Bills will be the anchor.
Yep.
And I think we've all decided it would either be maybe Atlanta or Carolina, right?
Yep.
Like
yep.
That would be one of those teams.
Yep.
And here we go. And if everything is right that I've been hearing, it's also going to be Houston, which I don't think is necessarily under the radar, but that's not a team you were thinking a lot about over the recent months, that them being a primetime game.
Yeah, it's funny. Last year's Texans game, we were like, oh, primetime. That was 1 o'clock.
That's right.
And they didn't do it. And that's with Stephon Diggs, right? And now you don't have him, and now that could be it. All right, so here's another one. This is from our buddy, I'll give him a shout-out, Maniac from Trainwreck Sports.
Yep.
I'm gonna believe Maniac here because he's a good guy. He said he is saying Buffalo will host the team from Tampa week 11 non-prime time.
Okay.
That's the week after Bills, yards per pass is Bills Dolphins.
So we're up to three primetime games now, Falcons, Dolphins, and we think Texans.
Okay, so therefore, I will say by process of elimination and going in line with things I've heard, I think that could lead to Bills at Texans week 12 Thursday Night Football, the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That would mean... I was thinking the Monday night game. We don't know.
We don't know when the Monday. I mean, the Monday nighter could be part of one of those Monday night doubleheaders that they do if they do that. Mm-hmm. All right,
peace. So I think November's starting to fill out here a little bit. If you have week 10, at Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying there? Is that what you?
There's a rumor on that.
Has, right. Yep. Week 11 would be home against Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Week 12 at Houston Thursday Night Football. I think that's where it's starting to look like.
Yeah. Where do we refresher on the bye week stuff on like how late that can be and what the Bills really prefer, Sal, if they've even said over the years, like kind of what you think they prefer over whether early or late or right in the middle?
The Bills prefer later, I believe, and I think that's kind of proven by, and I wouldn't say that they've come out and said that, but I think that's proven by the fact that they elected not to take their bye after the London trip a couple years ago because they had their choice. Do you want that after the week 5 game it was, maybe, or week 4?
Yep.
And they said no because they wanted to take their chances of getting it later in the year. That was too early for them. So I think by virtue of that, Joe, that probably tells me that they would prefer to have it later. It does not mean they're going to get it. The Bills have recently had byes a little bit later in the year. The latest you can have a bye is week 14, by the way. Last year, 6 teams were off on week 14.
Wow.
Sal, one quick point about, we had the stat earlier. Do you know how many teams played on Monday Night Football last year? To your point about...
Total teams?
Yeah, total teams. To your point about the anchor teams and all that. How, when I thought maybe Carolina, or we talked about Atlanta, people responded with, I don't know about Carolina. How many teams played on Monday Night Football last year?
24, maybe?
27. 27 teams. Like, it's, you know, so Monday Night Football is not Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football, you get your variety. You get your, hey, let's check in on this young quarterback. In the case of Atlanta here, they've got 2 Monday Night games, you know? So Falcons and Rams and Falcons and Bills, if you believe it. So, hey, Michael Penix, let's see how it's going with the Falcons and their coaching change and all this that's gone on with them. So, yeah, it's kind of like an opportunity for a team on the come up to potentially pop. So, Bills and Falcons.
Agreed. And listen, Atlanta's actually like they're an interesting team, right? With Penix, and they have a lot of offensive talent. Bijan Robinson and Drake London and those guys, right? I mean, like they have a lot of offensive talent, so that's interesting. I wonder again when that game would be. That feels like maybe an October type of Monday night game. Who knows? I don't know. But just the way this is trending, maybe later in December. Atlanta is a. It's one of the few, I think, kind of destination cities for Bills fans this year. So in that regard, I think I would feel a little bad for Bills fans who wanted to go to that game because it is a Monday night. Obviously, that means you're it's Tuesday's a work day. Now, that said, it also you could look at it the other way and go, no, that's great. Make a weekend out of it, right? You can go to Atlanta and hang out. So I think Atlanta is one of those cities this year where people have said, hey, look, you know, they don't have a lot of these real long trips. The furthest they go is Houston. But imagine that. You get these destination games. Houston, Atlanta, they could all be kind of night games, and I don't know if that's good or bad for Bills fans. I guess everybody would have their own perspective.
And it's one of those cities where it's rare that you get to go there, right? It's once every 8 years. It's once in the last 15 years you've had a chance to go to Atlanta. It was almost twice that AFC Championship game that they almost had to have there. But and that's the new stadium. This will be the second opportunity, right, for Bills fans, Sal, because the 2017 game, they would have been into that stadium, right? Or no?
Yeah, they were the second ever game in that stadium.
Okay.
The Falcons opened that stadium with a night game against the Packers, and then like a week or two later, they played the Bills in an afternoon game. That was the second game ever held at that stadium.
Okay.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. All right, Sal, so you guys are doing a live reaction show today, right? And Always Game Day?
Yeah, tonight. 9 o'clock. So here's the deal. 9 o'clock tonight. Matt Beauvais and I are going to have a live It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. So I'll be on with the guys. I think we have WGR coverage going tonight. Mm-hmm. I'll join the guys at around, you know, in 7 o'clock hour. And then after the schedule is released, sometime after that, I'll join them. And then Matt and I are going to go live on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Now, here's the deal. It'll be live on all the platforms. It'll be on X/Twitter. It'll be live on YouTube. But if you want to comment with us, you have to watch on YouTube. Twitter doesn't allow that.
Yep.
So you can watch it live on Twitter, but go to my YouTube page at Sal Sports. You can subscribe there, and then you can actually watch it there, and we can read your comments live about what's happening if you want to do it that way. So that'll be 9 o'clock tonight.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. 9 o'clock tonight. I'm gonna be watching Panthers Leafs.
Yes.
Very Cats. Excited. Leafs Cats.
I can't decide who I want to win that one. I think I have to say Toronto.
I think Leafs. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know.
Like the Panthers, they just got one too many unlikable dudes. That's it for me. Like they've got I love Reinhardt. I love Barkov. I love Forsling. Like there's a couple players on the team that just are awesome all the time. But then Kachuk and Bennett, and then you had to have Marchand. Marchand is really the kicker for me. Once you get him, it's like, I don't think I can root for you. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah.
So Toronto. How many unlikable players are on Toronto?
You
could definitely hate Max Domi.
Yes.
And is that it? Like Matthews and Marner and Nylander, those guys aren't like they've kind of choked at times, but they're not unlikable.
Speaking of how much you like players, want to poach other rosters, the NHL offer sheet compensation is out.
Oh, okay.
Which we've started to see a small uptick in those. The Sabres cannot offer sheet anybody to a price that has a second rounder because they do not have their second rounder. You can trade for it back.
Okay.
You really can do that. You can just go get it back. They sent a second rounder to Ottawa.
In the Cousins trade?
In the Cousins trade. So you just say, how about we give you a second and 3/6 to get our own second back?
Uh-huh.
You could do that.
Listen, I hope you're ready.
Or 2/3 or 2/4. Because, of course, offer sheets should be a thing in the NHL. It always should have been. And it gets sillier by the year. So the Sabres cannot do a first, second, and third, but they can do a player up to $7 million, right?
Okay.
A player that's a Paterka. By the way, Paterka's one to watch. If some team comes calling for Paterka and gives him 8.5, knowing the cap's going to go up, and the Sabres are faced with paying Paterka 8.5 or accepting a first, second, and third round pick, what will they do?
They should match it.
If someone comes for,
I don't want your lead first, second, and third.
Bo Byram. If somebody comes for Ryan McLeod.
What about Devin Levi?
Shouldn't
that, that would be an in that that's the type of offer sheet the Blues did to Edmonton, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
The Blues went after two younger guys that were like just arriving. Broberg maybe is one of them, and they got him. Right, like Edmonton let them walk because, like, these guys haven't earned that contract yet. That would be like a team coming in and saying, "Hey, Devin Levi, best goalie in the AHL. What if we just gave you $3.5 million right now?"
The Sabres would not take it.
Sabres wouldn't match it.
They would.
They would match it.
It's only a second round pick. They cannot give up a second round pick.
Okay, you're right.
The number for Levi is 4.7. Somebody give him that?
No,
no, I don't think that's so either.
That's too much.
Now it's worth mentioning that when the Hurricanes did it for Kotkaniemi, was that it?
Kotkaniemi, yep. Which was seen as a revenge for Montreal doing it to Aho.
And it was a one-year deal because you match the price.
Is that right?
And yes.
They gave him 1 year.
It was 1 year, and when you let that guy walk, now he's your property, but he maintains RFA status. You just gave him a raise.
It'd be like someone giving Byram 1 year, $9.5 million. Because in a year, he'll be an RFA again.
Right. But that would cost that team 2 firsts, a second, and a third.
Well, that's
crazy. You're not
doing that for Byram.
Would you do it for a first, second, and a third for Byram? Somebody comes in and says
$7 million. A second, and a third?
It's worth mentioning.
I think about it more than I think about it with Paterka.
If you are a good team, second and third round picks should mean nothing to you.
I know.
But nothing to you. And your firsts should barely mean anything to you either.
But they're not. But they're not a good team.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Teams to come and offer. If somebody wants Byron, I'm like, absolutely. Here's 7.5. What are you going to do, Buffalo?
Someone should try to dare them to do it, right?
Ryan McLeod. Somebody comes in and says 6.8. First and a third.
Jeez, how long? Do you want to do the 1 year?
Again, the cap is going up like 20% in the next couple of years. So these numbers, offer sheets. It should be a spicy offer sheet season. I don't know that it will be.
Is there anybody on the Islanders that needs to be offer sheeted? Because if Lamoriello is about to join the squad, is he going to want one of his old guys back? Nobody that seems to be. Oh, Noah Dobson?
Okay.
Who's gotten some talk in Sabres Twitter about as a trade idea. He is an RFA. Also, Alex Romanoff, who is one of the players that Lamoriello traded a first-round pick for. He is also an RFA. And he is Dobson's a right-shot defenseman.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Ave in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.